Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That's where you're at, family. And let me remind you that Radio Pulpit is now closer to you than ever. Have you heard that Radio Pulpit is now closer to you than ever? If you didn't know, we are here. Our new and improved Radio Pulpit app is here with a fresh new look and exciting features. Listen to us live, catch up on podcasts, and stay updated with the latest news and events all in one place. Remove your old app from your phone and download the new look Radio Pulpit app today from the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Reron, 24 hours a day. That's us on the Radio Council. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Here, 24/7. Pietra Small, hello to you. All the way there in are you in Amsterdam? No, in Netherlands. Hello to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for that scripture. John 3 verses 16. For God so loved me, so loved us, that he gave his only begotten son. That is a beautiful painting there. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I guess that is my right, Muruti Rufus.
It is your right, definitely. God given.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't acquire it. He didn't get it from any human being, but from the Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
If he's chosen you, you've believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, whoever believes in him,
I will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
That's my right.
Amen.
I can say it over and over.
Amen.
Pietra, thank you so much for sharing. Advocate, how are you?
I'm doing well by the grace of God.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm here today, so that we can continue to empower the brethren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I heard a little birdie earlier on, and I was sharing to the family, calling you Uam.
Yes.
I'm Uam Rufus Malachi.
I am now Uam, and even Opa.
Opa.
Yeah.
Opa Rufus Malachi is in the ace.
Yes.
And on Spurad Uar, constitutional rights for Christians in South Africa.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
We need to do that because we, as Christians, we need to know ourselves.
Mm.
If you don't know yourself, you'll end up being lost.
Yeah.
If you don't know what your rights are, you end up being deprived of those rights. But somebody can just tell you lies about what are your rights and what are not your rights.
Mm-hmm.
In this new dispensation in South Africa, this we call it a constitutional dispensation.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means that we live, all of us, being governed by the constitution. There's no anarchy that is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Heartache is long gone. Mm-hmm. We have got a law that we've agreed to, all of us, that we'll live by. But it doesn't mean that that law is going to come to you and tell you what to do unless you know and acquaint yourself with what is contained in this law called the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that there are so many Christians who do not know their rights under the Constitution. There are even people who say, no, these days we're no longer allowed to preach. You know, it's not according to the new dispensation to preach. And then, no, it's you must no longer witness to somebody and try to win him over. The law does not allow. That used to be allowed in the past, but now these days you can no longer do that. No, you are not allowed to pray. If you are found praying in your office, you may be dismissed.
Mm.
You know, things like that. That's not true. We need to know our rights. There's a booklet called the Constitution. It contains what we call the Bill of Rights. in these rights, it's a, they range for, there are many kind of rights. There are socio-economic rights.
Yeah.
There are religious rights. There are cultural rights. There are all kinds of rights. And we need to know what our rights are. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the Bible says in Hosea 4 verse 6, my people
perish because of lack of knowledge. Right.
In my test status, if you WhatsApp, if you could have seen, there is a maxim there in Latin. It says, "Us ignorantia est cum us nostrum ignoramus."
Those are low words.
In short, it says,
yes.
It is through our ignorance when we do not know our rights.
Mm.
It is just through ignorance when we do not know our rights.
And I'm sitting here asking myself a question, that why would I think that I do not have the right to pray nor preach when other religions are able to just at the parking lot in at the zoo or wherever, you know, just bow there and do whatever they want to do. So why would we also now see ourselves otherwise? If they are protected by the Constitution, what about us?
Firstly, there are Christians who just maybe easily intimidated.
Mm.
People who are just afraid.
Mm.
People who look at themselves as being, second hand citizens.
Mm.
There are people who are just submarine Christians who want to get an excuse not to live out their mission and their commission, and they come up with all these excuses.
Mm.
But on the other hand, there are those people who do not believe, who discourage others, like Christians, telling them what is not in the law, which is not in the Constitution. There are people, it's true, that they are being persecuted, even at the workplace, just because you know that you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then people threaten you, either discriminate against you and say, "You, if you do this and that, you'll be dismissed." And they believe it, and they begin to draw back and no longer live out what they're supposed to believe. I remember a certain workplace where there was a group of Christians that used to pray during lunchtime, and at the end of the year they used to ask for permission from the management to extend their hour, their lunch hour, because it's the end of the year, prayer, they want to take a bit longer because they want to even listen to the testimonies of certain people, some people, and all that. And then there came a time when there was a top management meeting of this department, and the head there brought this as an item. For the first time, it used not to be an item. I mean, the line manager would simply be notified and then they would do this.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, the line manager was somebody who definitely had issues with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought this to the table as a
an item. So it can be discussed.
That it can be discussed. Then he said, yeah, these people, they say they want to have some prayer. I don't believe that a certain religion must be allowed to be above others, being allowed that this is the workplace and all that. And then one of the Christian managers there at that meeting said, "No, but this thing has been going on for a long time, long before you came here, and I don't see anything wrong, because they are not saying they want to take the whole day not come to work. They want just to
a certain period of time. Yes,
no, it was an issue, and that manager was actually hated from that day,
sure.
And to an extent that he was you know, haunted until he resigned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was Christian.
Yes.
So these things do happen.
They do happen.
Yeah. But what are our rights as Christians in South Africa? Do we have the right to preach open airs?
Yes.
You know, especially those ones.
Section 15 of the Constitution says everyone has got the right to his own religion, his own conscience, and his own opinion.
Yes.
We don't have to agree in a constitutional dispensation. Everybody, we can, as long as we don't kill each other just because we differ. We have the right to differ. Everyone has got the right to pray to whoever regards as his God at any time, anyhow. Anyone who makes you not to do that or makes you
is infringing on your rights as a Christian. Okay.
So you have to know that you have got the right religious observance. We'll come to this one in particular at a later stage, because when I grew up, went to school, there was what we used to call
an assembly
in the morning.
We would pray
and then
taught the word from the Bible.
We didn't even know much, but that has played a big role even as we grew up. There are people today who say, no, it's no longer allowed. It's against the law. I want to tell you, there's no such a thing.
So schools can continue.
The law that I know...
To pray.
Definitely.
Right.
South African Schools Act, the Constitution, and all other laws agree that can be, can happen. It should be agreed on by the SGB. SGB, remember, it's parents. It's the learners themselves and it's members of the community. And if they agree that in this school this should be done, it will be done.
And I've seen, I'm working with some young people who go out to schools to minister.
Yes.
And there are certain things they meet there at these schools where the learners themselves, the teachers, the parents, the SAPS is backing them up. And they are saying, we really need you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. During exam time, especially now in the third term.
Yes.
You would find them even praying with the children, going just for praying for sober minds and all that at the school. So that is protected by law.
That is protected by the Constitution.
Yeah.
Nobody should ever try to stop that, because if you do that, actually you are the one who is violating people's rights, constitutional rights. Yes, so people must know that it's allowed. There are, unfortunately, even some schools, I understand, some school principals. Yes. Who say no.
Yes.
That is not they say no, the law doesn't allow that. Why are they doing that? Because they're taking advantage of the ignorance of the people who are supposed to be enjoying this right. They're just going to say, oh, no, the principal doesn't agree. It's not the principal who has made the law. The principal must obey the law by allowing religious observance in school to take place.
Okay.
Yes.
And Christian parents need to know about this, where their children are going to school.
Christians parents must know this. And unfortunately, I've observed that Christian parents, most of them do not participate in the affairs of their children at school.
Sure.
They don't even... raise their hands to be elected into SGBs. And as a result, whoever is going to form part of the SGB is
will
going to decide. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the children do not know any better. They will just say, okay, this is how things are in this country.
While so complaining on the sidelines won't help.
It won't help. You don't have to complain. You must go there and take leadership because you've got the right to do so.
Sure. All right, here's a family member on the line. But, I think I'm going to take a break very soon. Okay. I wanted to take that call quickly before I take this break. I have a minute for... Hi, family, how are you?
My name is Bongela Shiro.
Tatani Makamo, I only have a minute.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Did you make a good job? No matter Jackson. So I used to go school by school, no, if we allow you as a Christian, then kumele se alawa inyanga, kumele se alawa ama Muslim, ama Hindu. So ukuze kungabi confusion, then ke kungcono nawe singakufumeli. Ngiyathanda lokho kusoyo lokho lakho. Ngiyakuvuma ukuthi na ignorance yethu. Yeza ukuthi na singavunyelwa ezikoleni. Ngempela head ukuthi na ngene emotweni ngizihambele.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Thank you, Tatan Makam. Welcome, and I'll allow the advocate to respond after we take a break. We are coming back, and we are talking about your constitutional rights as a Christian in South Africa. And Advocate Malachi says the lack of knowledge causes us to perish. So we need to be empowered, knowledgeable. And that's why when we are called for gatherings, indaba, whatever, and we are taught on something, we need to be there to be educated and know what next. There are certain movements that do call us, like 4SA would call us and say, this is what's happening. We need your voice. But how many Christians do attend to such calls? All righty, then we're coming back with Advocate Malachi. Know your Christian rights, your constitutional rights to be specific.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit is now closer to you than ever. A new and improved Radio Pulpit app is here with a fresh new look and exciting features. Listen to us live, catch up on podcasts, and stay updated with the latest news and events all in one place. Remove your old app from your phone and download the new look radio app or Radio Pulpit app today from the Google Store and app or Apple App Store. Radio Pulpit is exactly that, your daily companion.
Mbe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi hlala umamela tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan Elson, something else. And after that, Lukomkwedi Puti connects with you, Ale Ekaya. And she will be connecting Ase Kapa. And so just after me, we're going crossing over to Kapstad. So everything, Baby Cup, Germany, Johan Elson, Baby Cup. And Lukomkwedi Puti, Baby Cup. So they'll be connecting to you. Dot Sasir. Right now, Heart to Heart with you, and I'm not alone. I am with Opa Advocate Rufus Malachi on Sprat Uer Christians or constitutional rights for Christians in South Africa. You can join in on our conversation. So a family member called in, Tatani Makamu called in earlier on to say he was not allowed in one school where they said, if we allow you, then we have to allow everybody to come and talk to the children.
Yes, everyone, as we say, is allowed.
Mm.
So that, but doesn't mean that if you can't allow everybody, then you shouldn't allow him. Actually, you must allow everybody.
Okay.
Because everybody, if everybody comes, but you must allow them. But you cannot deny somebody on the basis of those who you think have a right, but they've never come to you to say, can we do this?
Okay.
If they all come, allow them all.
Hmm.
If one comes, allow the one who has come. Don't discriminate against this one just because they are those you thought they were supposed to come. If they're serious, why don't they come? So if you can, it's wrong to say we can't allow you because otherwise you are going to allow everyone.
In the eyes of the law.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes. So are we allowed to stand there and preach at the corners of the roads, in the public transports, wherever we at, because we've been doing it over the years?
You know, in this country, we have what we call, one of the rights constitutionally is what we call freedom of expression.
Yeah.
We have got the freedom of religion.
Yeah.
We have got freedom of conscience, freedom of opinion.
Uh-huh.
We debate in this country.
Uh-huh.
We talk anywhere. There's nobody that says, don't talk because you are in the taxi. You hear a lot of things in the taxi.
Even the taxi chronicles.
Even people that are not, even things that are not supposed to be said in public, people are not afraid of saying those things. So you cannot come and say.
And they have the freedom of speech.
They have got the freedom to speak. Whether it's at a corner, in the bus, at the workplace, people are always calling. They always talk and they all. Those people they have got the right to do that.
So use your constitutional right as a Christian as well.
Use your right because, especially because you are speaking life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are speaking violence, who are speaking, immoral stuff, and people just laugh at that. And why can't you do what you are? You have to do. That is your mission. That is your commission. That's your great commission.
I see Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Hello, 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 Muruti, saying, I love this. I love this. And I understand. He goes to the parliament and represents Christians. So, so he has to love it.
yes.
Okay. There is something that's happening now with the body of Christ, with the churches.
Yes.
Churches are under siege, as in like physically, where they are robbed and all. And I hear, I remember with him, Pastor Lucas, because we did have a discussion on this, and we involved others as well to talk about what can the churches do. And I remember in Gauteng, one of the MECs calling the body of Christ to say, come, let's discuss this. But she was not only calling Christians, but she was calling everyone who goes to a place of worship to say, how do we beef up security to make sure that we are safe in our worship, places of worship. And I see it happening as well. Today, we are reading about three churches that were attacked in Mpumalanga. What are our rights in such? Are we allowed to even have guns around the area, the church? Advocate is smiling already. What are our rights? Let me not even talk about guns. What are our rights in this manner?
Remember, we've got all the rights that any person in this country has.
Okay, yes.
Any person. If there's a right...
We are protected under the constitutional court.
Okay. If you've got a right to self-defense, you have that right. But you must remember that we are more than just you, anybody. We also have the right to pray. We have got the right to trample upon snakes and scorpions.
Yes.
We have got the right to intercede. We have got the right to pray.
Yes.
We have got the right to do anything. But we also have the right to security. whatever measure.
Yes.
But we as long as we do it within the law, we don't have to kill anybody. But we have got the right to protect ourselves, including even have to carry a gun. But I've seen people also dying with their guns on. The most important thing in this country is that we really need to know who the power of God and how to appropriate, and not just to be churchgoers, just to go to church where there's no power, you know, you're just there, but you're always afraid, living in fear instead of having that boldness that comes from being with the Lord, knowing our place, knowing when to pray and fast and to declare and to wage war, even spiritually, before we can come into
the place of worship, our churches.
Exactly. Mm. So we've got all these rights. The rights that everybody has, we also have them. And we must never be made to feel that we are inferior to anybody. Actually, we are not inferior. We are children of God himself. Exactly.
Kanimutong, hello to you, saying afternoon family, tuned in a bit late this afternoon, but listening, trying to catch up. Aski, see, the podcast will be there, so you can get it all in the podcast. But what are some of the rights that we are not aware of as Christians?
We seem to be knowing that we've got the rights to gather, to come together as an entity, like you've been talking about FOSA. That's the only organization that I know that is fighting for religious, Christian rights in particular. We seem to be belonging to a lot of other organizations that do not really help us in any way. Out there in the world, you know, we belong to this and this, but as Christians, we fail to be united to come and say we are going to advocate for this right that is ours. We've got a lot of other organizations. People come together and say they are going to make sure that there's no school that discriminates against the kind of hair that one wears and all that. And it becomes a very powerful movement. But when it comes to Christians, it seems like we are followers of what is already there, instead of having something and then others follow us. It seems like we forget that we are the light, we are the salt. Instead, we just look at whatever is there and then we just follow. And some of the things
we
are following, the trends, the kind of trends that we are following are not even helping us in any way.
Yeah.
Neither are they pleasing God in a manner of speaking. So we need to know that and be able to say, okay, there are people who take a section of the Constitution and say we are section this. In other words, they are fighting for the rights that are in that Constitution. I don't see why we cannot come with
But there are certain things that are happening, bills that are there, that then where we can have a voice. How do we encourage the body of Christ to participate in such? Because that is where we are needed most. Because a lot of things, when you look at them and where the world is taking us, at some point, Christianity won't have a voice any longer.
We have just had what we call the Bella Bill, which has been passed into an act now. There's been very little participation by Christians, unfortunately. Yet there are fundamental issues that touch on the family values and other things. And as you say, we don't participate. It seems like we are too busy. It's okay to preach. It's okay to gather on Sunday in the mornings and worship. But it is not enough. We have to pray and work. We have to say and do. We have to make sure that we participate when there are this kind of things. On the 18th of this month, I'll be facilitating for one group of Christians our response on what we call the Family Laws Amendment Bill.
Yes.
It is very important.
Yeah.
We need to see whether we agree with some of those things that are in there.
There are many calls. I remember with the Marriage Act as well.
Exactly.
There are so many calls where Christians are called.
Yes.
So how do we make sure that we participate in these? How do we encourage the body of Christ to participate in these?
There are those who are closer to these things. When they disseminate this to us,
they make it known. They scream. They are loud. Momuruti Lucas.
Yes. We need to make sure that we don't just say, those are the ones who are participating. Let's just sit in here. We must be as many as possible.
Come out with one voice.
Come out with one voice and say,
this is what the word saying. And this is what he's saying. Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Know your rights. We have the right to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to the issue of, those who are saying we can't allow you because we'll allow everybody else. Yes, of course. The Constitution says there's equality before the law.
Hmm.
So unlike in the past where Christianity had the freedom, where there was little competition, these days everybody's allowed. So instead of feeling, as if you are being targeted, just enforce your rights. Everyone.
But as you said, start waging war
in
the spiritual before going out
there,
seeking God's direction in all that we do.
Exactly.
Murit, advocate, our time is up.
I wanted
to hear more about these rights and that which we need to know about. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they do so?
They can do so on 071
264
3860 071 264 3860
Yeah, Advocate, thank you so much. So it's time that we do what we've been born to do.
We have to
speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves.
Yes.
Defend the defendless. Go out and share the good news to everyone.
And speak against injustice.
And
speak against anything. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at this whole thing. We are crying about crime. We are crying about gangsterism.
We are also complaining when the world is complaining.
It's complaining. We just join.
So we need to be proactive.
We have to be proactive
and
assert the rights that says, let's say, everyone needs to know about the Lord, and let's not only talk, but let's do it, and knowing that nobody's supposed to intimidate us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the right to do so.
All right. We thank God for the airwaves.
Yes.
That we are even doing it on the airwaves.
Yes.
We are signing out. There's no time for us to pray. I'm so sorry I can't take any further calls. I saw calls coming in. Family, so sorry I couldn't take your calls. Let's talk again next time when we are with Advocate Rufus Malachi. May God bless you, Papa. Thank you so much for coming through and empowering us.
Thanks so much.
And yes, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.